Coach's Insight programs one final time here on Care 93.7. Brandon Salmon with you, and we're on to Jefferson County North, and we're joined now by girls basketball coach. That is Steve Nolan. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. A lot to dissect here as we get set for sub-state matchups next week. But, Coach, the regular season ended on Tuesday night, a loss to the best team in the league, ACCHS, 55-32. Just take us back to that one on Tuesday night, and what stood out the most there?
Well, kind of a couple different halves. I thought first half, we didn't play great, but we played a lot better. It was a three-point game with about 9 seconds to go in the half, and we left Nitz open. She hits a three. We go down six at half. But, you know, I thought we had played pretty decent there. And then in the second half, we just didn't execute on offense, and then we started struggling against their pressure, and it seemed like things began to snowball on us a little bit. We just kind of got out of rhythm of everything we wanted to do, and kind of lost our focus. And that's, we talked about focus a lot with them this year, and just really couldn't get it to regroup. So, you know, and got to give Effingham credit. Their intensity picked up in that second half as well. But, you know, I thought first half we played pretty good first shot defense. And then there were a couple times we let them get a second shot here and there. But I thought our defense was okay that first half. Second half, they started hitting from outside, and like I say, they picked their pressure up, and it just snowballed.
Well, let's talk about just the season as a whole. You know, it's been a quite a journey from, you know, late November, early December to where we are now towards the end of February, as sub-state tournaments will start next week. A 13-7 regular season record, 11-5 in the Northeast Kansas League. Was it surprising to you at all how things shaped up? What stood out the most? Who maybe played above and beyond expectations? Just kind of a general takeaway from the regular season as a whole for your team.
Well, I thought we definitely improved as the year went on. It was kind of a big adjustment for the team and me both. We've never had three big players before. We had three big players trying to get them incorporated and be able to run some stuff. So we ran a lot of different stuff, and it kind of clicked a lot better as the season went on with the three bigs in there. But I thought our three posts played really well all season long. You know, it seemed like if not one of them, maybe two of them would have a double-double, and that would have been Abby Laird, Emily Langley, and Macy Thompson, all three. I thought had a great season for us. And then guard-wise, Claire Jobbins, you know, she, not a true point guard, but handled the ball for us whenever we need somebody to handle it. And also as an outside threat. And the same with Clara Johnson. She, you know, both of them kind of, we played a lot more faster pace in the past. This year we slowed it down a little bit with the three bigs in. But I thought, like I say, it took us a while to adjust. But to see that we ended up the regular season at 13-7, you know, I can look back at a few games and think, man, we could have got this one or could have got that one. But there were also some games there that we got that we could have let slip away. So I thought we grew as a team. I thought, you know, the five starters there, I thought did a really good job of adjusting and improving as the season went on. And we still had some things we need to adjust and get better at as well. But, you know, we got a good nucleus there for next year, too, coming in, because we got, you know, Riley Thompson was a freshman, saw a lot of time for us coming off the bench. And then we have the two of the bigs that are juniors that will be coming back as well. So, got some things to look forward to as well.
And still a lot to look forward to next week. This season is not done yet. Still a lot to play for, and it's sub-state time. When you move on, lose, your season is done. But let's talk about the Horton sub-state. We've talked about it a little bit throughout the course of the last, you know, couple weeks as we kind of saw the jockeying of positioning and everything like that. And as the time we're talking here at this moment as we speak, you know, we weren't sure exactly where things were going to set up for you. Regardless, you were going to be one of the top four seeds, either three or four, going to at least host a first-round game next week. You'll see a team potentially that you're very familiar with in Valley Falls, and then it could be a matchup against a Valley Heights team out of the Twin Valley League that maybe you're not so familiar with as much, but again, has won 13 games this year. Regardless, potentially three or four, you're going to get a home game against Valley Heights or Valley Falls. Just talk about how things kind of shaped up here in sub-state.
Well, you know, obviously to get a home game in this sub-state is a great achievement, because you look, we have five teams with 13 wins. So to be able to get that home game is big for us. As looking at who you want to play, it's, you always want to play who you think's a weaker team. And, you know, Valley Heights is tough, and Valley Falls we've beat twice, but beat them by, I think, two or three the first time and held them off on the last second shot. And the second time, they made a heck of a run on us in the fourth quarter and got right back in the game, and I think we beat them by four that time. So, you know, if you have to play a team three times, that's going to be tough. If you have to play somebody new, that's going to be tough. So nothing's going to be easy on that. But, again, this time of year, nothing should be easy. We just got to hopefully can kind of concentrate on, you know, what we need to do to get better. And we've seen some areas where we do need to get better on, and hopefully we can focus on that this next week and be ready for that on Tuesday.
Great stuff from Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll. Great season at 13-7, 11 wins in league play. Now they get ready for the 2A Horton Substate next week. Again, as you mentioned, five teams in that substate with 13-plus wins. They are one of those five teams, and we'll have a home game either against Valley Heights or Valley Falls early next week in that first round. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck the rest of the way. Thanks again for all your time this season, and we'll talk to you here down the road. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. Appreciate all your guys' coverage.